I just want to extend my thanks to the worship team. I thought they just led us so beautifully in worship there. It just felt such a natural space to gather and worship God and spend time with him. And just it just feels really set up the building blocks for my message this morning. So this morning, we are continuing our vision series. So if you're joining us here for the first time this week, we are week four of our vision series. It was me and then Dan and then Beth. Week four of our vision series. We're about halfway through. It's great. And this week, we stray slightly from our theme of rivers, as we've been using that as our theme going through our vision series. But this week, it is still special. And we are revisiting some prophetic words and a project really at the heart of our church. And this morning, we're going to be talking about the Miracle Building Project. So hands up, if you've heard us speak about the Miracle Building Project before, by a show of hands. Amazing. Keep your hands up and keep your hands in the air. Rather, if you were around when that first vision was cast out. Amazing. A lovely block here in the middle, and Scott. So excellent. That means I can carry on talking this morning. If everyone had their hands up there, then I didn't need to say anything else this morning, really. No, I still need to. And no excuses. If you've heard chunks of this before, don't switch off. Use this as an opportunity to refresh your mind as we go through the first section. And the second bit, we'll be working together, and it's still really relevant. So River Church, our church here, has always been nomadic. We've always been meeting in temporary spaces. And this has created tension between the positives and the negatives of not having our own building. And this raises a lot of, if only moments. And like for example, if only we didn't need to set up and pack down each week. And there's many more like that. You'd notice if only we had a space for our worship team to gather midweek to worship and spend time together and raise up worshippers. If only we had a building, we could do so much more work in our community and outreach and have a space for them to come into and space to meet CAP clients in. If only we had a space to set up prayer rooms where we could have 24/7 prayer going on and people could come in. If only. You can add your own in there. The list goes on and on, and it changes year by year. But there's also, thank goodness, moments as well in there. Like back in lockdown, for example, when we were so blessed not to have the building costs and overheads that many churches struggled with, especially as numbers and finances were dwindling across many churches in the UK. And not having a tie to a building means that we didn't need to manage and maintain and heat and rent out and try and balance books against. So I'm just going to take us back a bit, and we're going to have a little history tour and look at what on earth even is our Miracle Building Project. So let's look back, and we're going back to April 2011. I trust I've chosen a just picture of Jim there. So Jim Poole, he's a prophet from Canada. He was really good friends with River. In fact, he came to and from River a few years even before he brought a message on a prophetic word to us on the 9th of April 2011. And this is what he wrote. There is a building coming to you. It's not now. And if it was, it would be an albatross around your neck, not a dove of peace. An Ishmael building, not a building of promise. Embrace where you are now. Don't complain about it. Hold on until a dove building comes. During the next few months after that, we had Kerry step up into leadership in Maidenhead, and the building wasn't on her radar at the time, as the prophetic word followed. And the next 3.5 years, this word sat with River as they weighed it and they took prophetic wisdom. And from the it's not now, embrace where you're at and hold on. And then we get towards the tail end of 2014. And yes, that was about 9 years ago, which sounds a long time ago. some challenges started arising where we were meeting at Desborough, and the leadership team at the time began to think about a new building to hire on a Sunday morning. And a couple of months later after that, the next prophetic word was given to River, and this time by Steve Buckland from Bethel Church in California. And he visited River in January of 2015, and Steve brought these words for us. There's breakthrough coming in acquiring buildings. There's a miracle building coming. Getting that building is going to be easier than you think. If that is you, River Church, then do something. Take a positive step towards that. Open a bank account and put £1 in it. So, the miracle building fund was opened, and in gets deposited the first £100, showing commitment to God's word by the leadership team at the time then. And shortly after, just a month later in February 2015, during a vision meeting not dissimilar to the series we're in at the moment, the vision for the miracle building is cast, and the initial offering taken that Sunday morning was £40,000. I know it's 9 years ago, but if that was taken today, that would be £52,000, just to put into perspective of your pockets. Absolutely amazing. The rest of 2015 is a busy year for the leadership team, with opportunities arising all around the town. But after each of them, and prayer and debate, and lack of finding peace or parking, each of these are withdrawn from the table. And you can see the map of Maidenhead, just the position where we are. We're currently meeting somewhere just, where are we? We're somewhere just over this way, aren't we? About here-ish. So town centre, and you can see these points on the map where the leadership team were gathering different bits and pieces together. So then there's a gap in our timeline. There we go. There's a gap in our timeline. And this is filled with us moving, not into a miracle building of our own, but we moved to Altwood. We move here. We came to Altwood and we repitched our tent here. Embracing and preempting a reference we're going to come to in a minute there. So the leadership team at that time also spent time with the trustees in September of 2017, refining another option, which it was creating stepping stones to get to the all-in-one building, starting with a smaller community-focused building instead of taking one jump all in feet first. So I've labelled all of that past history. It was not actually ancient history, but it's past history. And then we come to a bit more recent history. Now, we heard in November of 2018, Emma Stark, she came, she brought us this word, and I referenced some of her prophetic words in my first message in this vision series, and said, Emma was stood just about there, because at that time we were facing that way as a congregation. And Emma brought this word to us, no building yet, had to get the empire spirits and the spirit control out of us. Pursue the building, get the building team in place. This is the opportune moment to own territory. Camping out in Altwood is the wilderness season. So the fire was reignited under us, and we've begun looking, investigating options, and holding meetings to discuss our current position and our direction at the time. And in 2019, things were looking hopeful with some conversations sparking up with the High Street Methodists about a possible partnership with them and a lease of offices above King Street on the road they meet at. But in January of 2020, a new minister was taken on by the Methodists and withdrew from that relationship, or certainly that part of that relationship. And things went on pause again. And we very much went on pause again as we hit March of 2020 and the COVID pandemic hit. We fast forward then a couple of years to early 22, and the next new opportunity arises, the Quench Bookshop, which I'm sure lots of us are familiar with. That's on Queen Street. It was set to become available as Quench, the bookshop, were moving out, and the trustees there were looking for the next the next tenant or the next opportunities. And this property would fall right in line with our option two, the starting with the community-focused building and going from there. And as these conversations proceeded and plans were starting to be made, the trustees of the property expressed that they didn't want a change of use for the building. And that was the biggest problem, because it was set at a whatever the code was for retail, and we wouldn't fall under that code. So the building was put up for sale. The freehold of the property was sold, which they did give us notice of. But at that time, we weren't interested on taking on a freehold of that building, and certainly not in a building of that age with the repair and maintenance necessary. It would have been a large burden. In fact, I'm going to go back. What did Steve say? He said, it'd be an albatross around your neck, not a dove of peace. And I think we would have definitely felt the burden of that at the time. So we felt that God closed this door for us, and it was time to get praying again. And in 2023, last year, the focus of our church, or certainly behind the scenes within our leadership team, was the handover of leadership, to do it well, to do it successfully. From Kerry to myself, for those that don't know, Kerry and myself, we had a 3-year handover of leadership and commissioned myself into leadership January this year. So that was the focus that year, but we continued to keep an ear to the ground. We continued to increase our knowledge of the area, looking and praying for different opportunities, and prayed. We really prayed hard. And that brings us to the present. Right now, this talk, and whereabouts are we at? So God has given us as his word on multiple occasions through different prophets visiting on a whole numerous of occasions, and also through members of our church family, through prayer and through prophetic words that you guys and others that aren't around this morning have given us at different times. There is a building that God is going to provide for us. And you can see in each of these words, from 2011 to 2015 to 2018, spaced out through that time, the urgency of these words and the energy in each of them increased each time. From it's coming, but be patient, to there's breakthrough coming, a miracle building, to pursue the building, get the team in place now. I mean, it's God's timing. He's in it there. And River Church, we're not called to be a nomadic people. We feel that from God's prophetic words to us. We're not called to be a nomadic people wandering in tents, looking for the next place to rent for the next season. We are called to root, we're called to plant, and we're called to build, and not to glorify us or to build a temple for ourselves, but to glorify God and to follow what God is bringing us and giving us. So that's why we haven't forced any opportunity. We've not made our own plans, which would have been fairly easy at any point in time to make our own plans work. But this building needs to be God-given. It needs to be given to us to serve Maidenhead. And this church exists because God has a mission which he invites us on and for us to partner in. It's not the other way around. It's not our church's mission that we kind of ask God to help us with occasionally. So we pray as a church in Maidenhead as it is in heaven. We sung that earlier in our first song. We sung earlier, let heaven come. And that is our prayer for Maidenhead. Let heaven come down and touch Maidenhead, touch the lives, change lives. And through all of our community work we do, that is our goal. It's about touching lives and bringing heaven to Maidenhead. So as we know, God will give us a building, and we next address why it's going to be a miracle building. So it was spoken over us by Steve, and I believe firstly it's a miracle building, because to own physical land or property in Maidenhead would take a miraculous gift from God. Land is highly sought after around here. Half the properties that are being sold don't even make it to the open market. They are snapped up by developers and in different bits and pieces. The second reason why it will be a miracle building is that there is so much demand for land and property, as I'm sure you can imagine. The prices are very, very high. For us to finance a building, we certainly need to be blessed with a miracle by God in whatever shape that that takes. And thirdly, we are to call it our miracle building because it's a place where we will see the miraculous happen. It's a place we will see people healed and lives changed, people set free and people touched and given gifts by the Holy Spirit. It's an exciting vision to hold. And this will be a building that can only be born out of prayer. It can only be given to us by God, and God will and can make this happen. In his will, in his time, and in his strength. It's not ours. It's not ours to manufacture. But this doesn't stop us from making preparations and pushing doors that we think God is calling us towards, as we have done over the years. And it would be foolish of us not to. It really would be. When I was writing this, it just reminded me of a joke, a Christian joke, of a guy who is caught out in floodwaters, and he climbs on top of his house to escape the floodwaters, and he gets praying to God, "God, save me." And along comes a boat. Some neighbors have got like a little rowing boat, and come along, we'll get you off the roof. Let's go. No, I'm praying to God. God will save me. And he prays, God, save me. And along comes a little lifeboat that comes through, and they're trying to rescue him. No, I'm praying to God. God will save me. Eventually comes along a helicopter, and they're lowering down a ladder. No, go away. God will save me. God was trying to save him. And it'd be foolish of us not to recognize that we need to press into these matters, press into the opportunities you think God's giving to us, and to investigate that, and make our preparations as well as a church, that there's lots to do. So the vision itself has two phases or two options, as it were. The original, which was the project which calls for a space that resembles a multi-purpose community building / conference center, which is fully equipped for us to gather on a Sunday morning. We're prepared for community hire alongside all of the other works of a church, with our youth work and children's work and our ministry work, community cafes, debt centres, etc., offices, space for our staff to meet out of, etc. And the discussion then, back in 2017 with the trustees, set an initial smaller step to lease a smaller space for community outreach, with the potential of doing some church work attached to it, and the scope and the plan to expand and build further down the line. Both of these would need to be within reach of the town centre. If you remember putting the map on there, both would need to be in reach of the town centre. They need to be on bus routes. They need to be of ease to get to, with plenty of parking, whether that is on-site parking or community parking that was readily and locally available. And of course, with all of this, it would be a space, big or small, with our name on the front door, bringing our presence as River Church Maidenhead to the town, letting people know that we are here to serve and bless you guys. I joke that we're a medium-sized church in Maidenhead, which people don't really know about because there's a banner on the road for about a morning a week. So it's very difficult, unless people are actively looking for us, to find us. If you walk up and down the high street, you see different churches around the place, and you're aware of the presence of those churches. So that's part of the vision, looking back, and the vision, the different visions that are born. And a very quick one, looking at the finance itself. And this is just a quick, easy update from that initial deposit of £100, the amazing £40,000 given on that first Vision Sunday. Our total balance at the moment for our miracle building is sitting at over £150,000. And this is given through one-off gifts and regular giving from our church family. So I've got to thank you for your gifts, for your giving through the time and patience. And I can say this as a new leader to the church. I can look back and say thank you for what our church family has done over the years. So that was just a quick update, just to put that on the radar. So the plan itself. So we're taking steps forward this year. We really want to press into this project to prepare ourselves for what God is going to give us. We're going to trust in him and we're going to be seeking God. It's right, like I said earlier, for us to prepare ourselves, get our finances in order, build relationships with the council and with developers, keeping our eyes and ears to what's going on. And we're looking to deploy and reinstate a building team who have skills and have assets and who are driven, who are yearning to hear from God and see God pour the foundations for our building. I've only got so many hours in a day. And I highly recognise that we need people who are passionate, who know different people in the town, who've got bits and pieces to bring to form a team so that we can continue preparing this year. And it also means we need to get ourselves ready spiritually as well. We really do. We need to press into God. We are God's hands and his feet, and we want to be that more than ever. And that's what we're releasing this vision. We're wanting to be rooted and formed in God so that we're able to do more and more for God and our community. We want to be, like Beth said last week, we want our river of life to be flooding out into our town. We want that flood to be so deep that we need our miracle building, that God has to give us this miracle building as a refuge for all the lives that we're touching, both from our own personal front lines and from the ministry of the church itself. Again, this is all under God's mission. So what's our response to this morning? So this morning's response, it won't look like a regular response time to a message. For starters, we have pens out on the chairs and we'll be handing out post-its. It's not going to be a normal response. We've got a lot of post-its. We've got about, 1,000 post-its, so don't shy back. And we want you guys to be involved in this response. Because this isn't my miracle building project. It's not the leadership team's miracle building project. This is, it's God's miracle building that he's giving to all of us. It's our project. It's a collective together. So as we relaunch this vision, we want you to be involved. So on the screen itself, we have, where am I? We have a whole list of suggestions which you aren't limited to. This is just guidance, a place to start, and these titles are what are our essentials in our miracle building. So just before I go through what the plan is, everyone's going to have some post-its, and we want people to brainstorm. We want to have this building born out through prayer. We want you to be praying. We want to say, what's God, excited and giving you a passion for? What's new? What's different? Pray about what God is wanting to give us in this space. So, and then we're going to write down what are our essentials in the miracle building, practically our must-haves and things like that. And then what are our nice-to-haves? Actually, if God's giving us a miracle, it's good to ask for all of the shiny bits. So what are our nice-to-haves? And then what problems are we solving by having a building? What's our challenges currently? What are our limitations where we don't have a building space Monday through Sunday? The next one, what opportunities will be generated by having our own space? And this is both for us as River Church, but also for the surrounding neighbourhoods and community wherever God plants our church. What opportunities can be generated? And finally, linked to that, what sort of services can we provide, which we aren't doing at the moment, or maybe we are doing at the moment, but actually could be expanded through the ministries of the church, but also as individuals. We're talking more about our own individual ministries, our own call to action, our own front lines. Actually, what would a church be able to bless you guys with if you had space to do a X, Y, and Z? If Nate was talking about doing dance classes, what happens if we had a space that she could come and do dance classes and bring, the life of God through that, etc. So on each note, just to be super clear so that we can read each one nice and individually. If you're answering any of the questions on the screen directly, just pop a number somewhere on the post-it so that in the top corner, so we can, as we go through these and we pray about these, we know what potentially is being answered, because one thing could be a negative, but actually reading about it, we don't want to get confused. So yes, and if you're happy to, or you like to, just scribble your name on the back so that we can come back to you and pray with you and things like that, if there's something particular that you'd like to put down. And I'm just really excited to do this this response together. Maybe we can start off, we'll get some music playing at the back as we turn in groups, or hand some post-it notes out as we... yes, that'd be great, thanks. Yeah, could you just break open those packs there? There's one for the middle, there's one there. I've actually put some post-its on the front row here, so feel free to break packs in half, spread them out between you guys. There are plenty. I went a bit nuts. So yeah, we want this to be built and brought out of prayer. We want this building to be exciting. We want this building, you know, we want to be excited by this for what God's bringing us. And so... as you get these post-it notes, have a little personal prayer with God. Consider some of the questions on the screen and get scribbling post-it notes. And when you have got some post-it notes, what I might do is I might take some pictures off the wall and we can start just post-it noting the wall at the back there and having a bit of fun there. For those on Zoom, if you'd like to, what's the easiest thing? Maybe pop them in an email to me. It's probably the easiest thing rather than the chat, because I'll forget to look at the chat. So if you'd like to email adam@riverchurch.org.uk, then you could post it note me personally. That'd be amazing. So this week we also have a call to action. A few points to recognise in the coming weeks about what we can do as a church here. And for a start off, like I said, this is going to be a building born out of prayer. And I would love people to commit to praying each day. Commit to praying each day for the next 2 weeks. Praying to ask God, what next? Where? How? All the big questions, as well as some of those points that we put on the screen earlier. I'll put those out in the WhatsApp so you guys can find them again, you know, actually the nuts and the bolts about how it's going to work, because God will give us everything we need. Prayer walking. We can prayer walk as a call to action as well. Seek God as you walk through your neighborhoods, through your towns, through the streets, and ask God to guide your feet, to give you peace over a certain area, to point us towards an area you'd like us to be present in. And finally, finance. And this is me not saying I'd love to raise £40,000 this Sunday morning. I mean, if you guys want to, absolutely. But actually, you know what? I want to turn back to Steve's word for us, which was take a positive step forward, open a bank account and put a pound in it as a sign of our commitment. And as a mark of our commitment, I'd love to invite that anyone who would like to put a mark of your commitment that we're going to partner with God, we're going to revision to pop a pound in the basket at the back, or deposit a pound this morning. I thought that's a number. It could be less than that. It could be a penny. It's a mark of significance to say, I'm going to be partnering with what's going on. So we want to mark our commitment to this. We want this building and this vision to be born out of prayer. And I'd love to pray over us. I think we'll have another. I'll pray for us if you'd love to stand and pray together here in unity. And then we'll have a final song from Scott there. But yeah, Father God. Father God. You've given us so many promises through the Bible, through your word. So many of those promises pointed at Jesus and promises that are fulfilled. And Father God, you continue to give us your promises. You give us your promises in the day to day. And Father God, we've heard your voice. We've heard your voice multiple times promising us a building, promising us lands to be present in, to bless our community. to bring heaven to earth in maidenhood. And Father God, we just pray. We just want to stand in unity and prayer and seek you once again as we recast this vision, as we say, we have not forgotten. It's been few years since the first vision, the first prophetic word was given to us and the vision was cast. But we want to stand in unity with you, Father God, this morning, saying we have not forgotten. We have not put on the, we've not thrown it away. And though it seems sometimes it's on the back burner, and we want to pull it forward and reignite this vision as a church family, to commit to prayer, to commit to seeking you and seeing what is next to be done. Yeah, Father God, we are so excited about this vision. And we trust you. We trust that it will be your timing. We trust it will be in your strength and it will be in your finance. And it can only be. And we open our arms and we will say, we will wait patiently and we will pursue as we actively press to seek this, which you have promised us. We thank you for your promises. And we excitedly wait to see what you bless us with. Amen. Mm-hmm.